In the U.S., President Trump signed an executive order that bans woke AI models and models that are not ideologically neutral from government contracts. Some worry that AI providers will be penalized for any viewpoints around social inclusion, climate change, or other subjects that contradict current U.S. administration thinking. Meanwhile, personally identifiable information, PII, has been found in DataComp Common Pool, one of the largest open-source datasets used to train image generation models. Researchers estimate that there are many thousands of images of job applications, credit cards, driver licenses, passports, and birth certificates. The dataset has been downloaded 2 million times in the last 2 years, so one can assume that there are models trained on this dataset. A startup from Y Combinator's 2025 program that started out working on agents has decided to pivot to another product. The founders outline two problems with agentic AI. First, for AI agents to effectively execute useful tasks, they may need to run for long hours, but the relatively small context window of AI agents leads to degraded performance over longer periods. The second problem is the lack of clients. Specifically, organizations asking for agentic AI tools are, in reality, in need of robotic process automation tools. The K-Prize is a new multi-round AI coding challenge launched where the first winner is a prompt engineer who scored 7.5% on the test. The goal of the test is to use a non-contaminated benchmark. A current concern with AI benchmarks is that test data is actually included in training data, so AI models just repeat answers seen in training. Research at Stanford University School of Medicine has discovered that AI chatbots are using virtually no disclaimers when giving medical advice. Chatbots will even ask follow-up questions about health issues and propose diagnoses. One analyst suggests that AI companies are removing disclaimers as a subtle strategy to increase the trust level that people have in the chatbots. Speaking at the U.S. Federal Reserve's conference for large banks, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman said that ChatGPT is a better diagnostician than most doctors in the world, though he said he would not fully trust the chatbot for his own health. In the banking context, Altman said that AI voice cloning is now very advanced, and he warned that too many banks are still using voice print authentication. In cybersecurity, a TechCrunch article reports on the increasing amount of AI slop, low-quality content generated by language models, appearing in security reports sent to software companies. The motivation for people sending AI slop reports can be to gain financial reward or to slow down security defense teams. Meanwhile, ChatGPT Agent, a tool that uses AI to log into other accounts, write and respond to emails, and other tasks, is the first model that OpenAI's safety research team has classified as high capability in biology and chemistry according to their preparedness framework. OpenAI employed a red team composed of 16 PhD security researchers and gave them 40 hours to test the system. One researcher labeled the results a biological risk wake-up call. Finally, a U.S. cybersecurity firm reports that there has been an increase in the number of attacks on undersea internet transmission cables. The firm attributes these attacks to Russia and China, with the majority of reported incidents taking place in the Baltic Sea and around Taiwan.